be negative and negative.
Again. Daniel, again, KI4DO here. Also, K3, Pretty Little Bride Joy. We're going to meet you tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel.
KK4DMW. That is Dino, his wife, Lorena, and KM's daughter, Michelle. They're at home in Piedmont tonight. KM, that is Jim and Taylor's. That's Keith and Seneca. Keith is home today. And talking about different things. Appreciated the QSO. That was a lot of fun. Next up, I have W4DJW. That is Dave and Greer. And thanks for getting back to me on that, Dave. I really appreciate that. I was kind of curious. Didn't know. I'll go ahead and check back to make sure that I'm still connected to Echolink here in a couple minutes. Next up, I have N4DJC. That is Jerry and Anderson. KM4BLH, Kurt and Greenville. KI4DOS, that's Gary. He brings along with him his pretty little bride, Miss Joy. They're at home easily tonight. Gary, tell Miss Joy we said hello. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. H now, Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Please check in NY4G, November Yankee 4 Golf. Name is Ariel. QTH is Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative.
4WZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. It's Patrick in Penrose, and I'll be in and out tonight, Daniel. Thank you.
4WZM. Daniel said, sounds like you had a pretty good nap this afternoon. You're really sounding great tonight. Check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ, and Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Check in AA4QS, Donald, and N4DMB, Paul. We in the co-op with me today, and then the hell of a
NY4G, that is Ariel and Travis Rest. Ariel, I'd like to catch up with you at some point. It's been a long time since I said hey. And I'd like to find out how you're doing. I'll try to catch you sometime. Next up, I have KO4HKX. That is Patrick and Penrose, KC4EZ and Harry and Candler. And, yep, I didn't get a nap this afternoon, Harry, but I got up at about 12 instead of about 6 a.m. like I normally do. I woke up at 6, but I went back to bed. The cat wanted to go outside. But I worked 12-hour days in a row, and I was tired. So I figured I'd get me a nice long nap today, so I got up late. Now I feel pretty good. Next up, I have AA4QS. That is Donald and N4DME Paul. They're at home in Tocoa tonight. Gainler Station. E through H. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM. I through L. India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuck City, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4WZM. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI on the HT. And Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
4WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
WZM. Please check in Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan over in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KK4JFO, that's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. KI4LDI, Andy at the base of Table Rock on a HT. KK4JBQ, that is Larry. He brings on with him his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MSK. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. They are home in Greer tonight. And then I have KO4JKV, that is Duncan in Asheville. Any other stations, I through L, India through Lima, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM. M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. 73 U Dana with all sound. Negative, negative.
WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. And Daniel, I'm going to hang around after the net tonight and send out a broadcast, a test message, or a test transmission. So if you listened in on the net last night, you probably know what to do. So just going to give it a shot after the net. It's KO4NUE, cleared.
KJ4WZM, Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville, KO4PXB. I'll be negative and negative.
4WZM. Ken, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also checking my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. We'll both be negative and negative, but listen.
K4OIM, that is Walt and Eamon. Walt, you're sounding better and better every time. You're almost all the way back to normal now. Sounding great. KO4NNH, that is Fred in Piedmont. KO4NUE, Chad in Campobello. Chad, I'll hang around after the net as well. Chad brings on with him his wife, Miss Anna, KO4RYP. Chad, tell Anna we said hello. Next, I've got KO4PXB, Lloyd in Simpsonville. W2MJB, that is Mark in Simpsonville. He brings on with him his wife, Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, also in Simpsonville. Mark, tell Miss Wendy we said hello. Any other stations, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM. Bunga now. Q3T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Again, KO4QLG, KO Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris and Liberty, Dan and Dan.
This is Kilowatt, Foxtrot, 4, Romeo, Victor, Hotel. My name is JD, I live in Berea.
KF4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty, and KF4RVH, JD in Berea. Any other stations, Q3T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM. Zulu next, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KJ4WZM.
K4WZM. Send out a turn, please, sir. Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India, KG4PFI. Name's Don. Check in my wife, Linda. KG4QLQ. That's KG4QLQ. And we're both in Piedmont, and we'll just be in and out. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4 Yankee Mike Scott Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter Kilo Oscar 4 India, Lima, India, both St. Mary. Good evening, good to hear you. Calling the net and 73 stall.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Yankee, Kilo, Tango. KO4YKT. Mark, QTH, Inman. No traffic, be listening.
Last call one last time.
Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. Repeat. Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. How copy, over.
Excuse me. That would like to recognize KG4PFI. That is Don Sebring, along with him, his wife, Linda, KG4QLQ. Don, tell Miss Linda we said hello. Next, I've got caught. Next, I've got Scott. Great Scott from Greenville. KX4YM. He brings along with him his wife and daughter, both named Mary. KC4ACA, his wife, and his daughter, KO4ILI. Scott, tell them that we said hello. After that, I have KO4YKT. That is Mark and Inman. Any other stations? Uniform 3 Zulu, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Shooter Net, please call KJ4WZM or net control.
Call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. Repeat, Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Delta. How copy?
Affected. CD. Sorry about that, Scott. I had your daughter's call right the first time. I didn't think that I did. Your daughter's call right and your wife's call wrong.
X4YM, standing by.
Go ahead and open it all the way up through the alphabet now. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM. Draw all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you'd like to check, please call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Whiskey Zulu. Cameron Easley, I'll be negative and negative.
4 WWZ, Chandler and Easley. And by telephone relay, KJ4RQZ. That is Nathan in Greenville. Zulu A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KJ4WZM or net control. WZM now securing the full portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the right two portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins of senior right twos. I don't think I currently have anyone marked down for rag two, so if I missed anyone for check-ins or comments, please call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. This is KO4WWZ. I'll make some comments with you.
Chandler. Hey, I seen you call me earlier today. I was busy updating my phone. It was just about to switch over. I had just finished downloading the update, and it was in the process of getting ready to turn off and then do its whole update thing. And then when it turned back on, I went and rode my motorcycle for a little while. So I forgot to call you back, but I did want to let you know I did see your call, but that's why I didn't answer, because it was getting ready to turn off. It was automatically going to turn off. So I didn't think it would be a good idea to answer it right then.
Oh, no, I understand. I was actually trying to call you to see if you had heard what Gary said last night about when I should call him, and when I didn't answer, and I didn't get no answer, I just decided I'll just text Gary. You know, that would be the least troublesome thing I could do to, you know, see when he wanted me to call him about that. But we got it figured out. Gonna meet him tomorrow sometime. How's your day doing, Daniel?
Went and rode my motorcycle. That was fun. Also got my helmet and PTT switch paired to my radio, so I drove around and talked on the radio. That was pretty neat. I came home, and I went and bought a couple long power strip things. And one of them that I bought has Wi-Fi built into it. So now I can turn my different things on and off using my phone, like my lamp and other stuff. Because now I can charge my HTs all at the same time, my helmet and phone and everything. I can charge all of my stuff all at the same time now, and I can turn all those outlets on and off and set them up for schedules so I can have my lamp scheduled to turn on before I get home and automatically turn off when I leave the house and everything like that too. And it'll show me the status of which outlets are active and everything. So even when I leave, because it's hooked up to Wi-Fi, I can see if my power strip is on, and I can turn the whole thing off while I'm gone, actually. And then it'll show that it's off, and it'll show if it loses power or anything like that. It'll send me a notification that it went down. Different things like that. So that's really neat.
Yeah, that is really neat. Just be careful with them strips. They can get shorts and stuff in them very easy. I have a couple of strips I got on I got my TV set, my stereo, game systems that I never use that I should probably get rid of to put radios on that shelf. But yeah, be careful because with these strips that I got now, I just dunk them slightly. My TV and everything cuts off, so just be careful with them.
I have it securely fastened out of the way, and it's not near anything that could catch fire either. It is rated at 15 amps, and it'll do different things. It'll send me a notification if the breaker trips and stuff like that. But it's rated at 15 amps. I don't have anywhere near 15 amps plugged into it, and it should be okay. It has several years of a warranty on it as well.
That's great, man. That's great. I'm glad to hear it. I probably just had too much stuff plugged up into mine, is all. Well, anyway, I had a good day today. Mom and I got some channeling wires running through underneath the house, and I actually ran my coax under the house and got it up in the bedroom, so that part of the took up my base station is complete. Also got the wooden dowels inside the PVC cot, and I got everything spray painted, so that's making progress on that. Just gotta keep working at it. I wonder if Chad's in here. Can I see if Chad's in here?
Chad's in here. If you want to call him, Chad is definitely here.
KO4 NUE, KO4 WWZ.
4WWZ, KO4 NUE, how are you, Chandler? Gee, I hear you had a pretty good day today, is that right?
Yes, sir, I did. I got the coax ran up through the floor. I got the antenna stuff straight painted. Got the wooden dowel stuck in the poles. We was going to stand it up, but we ran out of daylight, so. I guess I'm glad I hadn't done that yet, because I'll get that power supply tomorrow sometime, and I'll have at least a way to hook up one radio, so. It's getting close, Chad, it's getting close.
I'm glad for you. It's nice to be able to, you know, do things, learn things on your own. That's kind of great. But, Chandler, let me ask you a question. Would you mind if I went ahead and knocked out this test transmission during the net real quick? It'd take about 30 seconds, and you need a little more time anyway. Would that be all right with you, Daniel? So here we go. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. All stations. If you hear this broadcast on reverse 146010, please contact me via RF, email, or telephone. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. transmitting on a Yaesu 2980R at 80 watts. If you can hear this message on reverse, please contact me via RF or email at chadlhightower@gmail.com or 864-915-9166. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. End of message. Out. 4NUE, back to net. Thank you, Daniel.
KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZ. Chad, I'm planning on getting my radio programs to that frequency. If I can talk to Mendel Tuesday night, I'm going to see if I can get the 010 programmed in all my radios.
But see if he can help you out with it. So you got your antenna up, you got your coax run, right?
I got my coax run, and I got the pipes painted, but I hadn't officially got the antenna standing yet. We're going to need to get some sort of clamps to help keep it standing against the cardboard.
That's good, bud. I'm glad you figured out. It's nice to be able to experiment and learn on your own, and, you know, how'd the wooden dowel work out? That's stiffened things up a little bit.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't really know how it's going to work until I actually stand it up. Mama doesn't seem to think I need to drill holes in it to stabilize the wooden dowels because I'll have them connected together. But if I don't screw them in, what's the likelihood that that thing's going to fall?
That's KL4NUE. I guess anything's possible. I would definitely secure it the best way I could. Chandler, it's, you know, you never know with the winds and all.
Alrighty. Well, I thank you for that advice. And Gary and I plan to meet tomorrow around lunchtime to pick up that power supply. I'm going to take your word on it. I hope this is going to be as good as we say it is, because if it is, it's probably going to last me a long time.
Okay. It'll work out. All right. Well, listen, bud, I'm going to step on out and try to get ready for, I got some things I need to take care of. So, appreciate the QSO, and I'm going to say 73s and step on out. This is KO4NUE. I'm going to secure my station. Back to net. Thank you, Daniel. You did a good job tonight, sir.
KJ4WZM. It's KO4WWC. I'll let you see if he has any more check-ins, and if anybody else doesn't want to make a comment, I'll keep talking with you if you don't want to. Or if you want to. My bad. I said the wrong thing.
Whiskey. This is Alpha Foxtrot, Alpha 4 Papa November. Radio check. Over. Again. Museum.
No problem, Chad. And great to hear you on here, and thanks as well. Perfect. And great to talk to you too, Chandler. At this time and to check to see if I have any more stations that would like to check in. I do have one more telephone relay station as well. So, are there any stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet? Please call KJ4WZM or Net Control.
Museum. If you can copy, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative.
By telephone relay, WD4DYH, that's Johnny and Traveler's Rest, and K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. A through Z. Please call KJ4WVM. Daniel for check-ins or comments, please call KJ4WZM.
4DJW, KJ4WZM.
Securing the Blue Ridge Meter Net with her. Thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 East, everybody, and good night.
4WZM, KN4CHY.
KJ4WZM, how are you?
Daniel, I was just going to apologize. I thought for sure you'd already closed out the net. I was been watching a YouTube video and thought you were done. I'd call Dave. Sorry, I jumped the gun on you there.
No problem. I had a kind of a quiet night on here anyway. Spent a lot of the past 20 minutes or so looking for more check-ins. But I had 53. Lately, I've actually had around 60. I've had most of mine between 57 and 63 here recently. I think I had up to 67 one time. But I had 53 check-ins tonight.
Dad, I wonder if, like me, I mean, I made it in, but, boy, I was beat today with the yard work and everything.
That's for sure.
Get up a bunch of limbs around the property, before I could even start on the real stuff, so, it was mid-70s today, but get out there in the sun, it gets a little warm pretty quick.
That, 75 degrees today. It was warm.
Figured I'd go out there and get started on it now instead of waiting for it to get even higher because you know that's coming. But, yeah, it's a pretty nice day. Don't have to worry about too hot and sweaty and got some things done. And got a lot of grass cut until I about run out of gas. I had to dock the mower before I got stranded in the backyard over there.
I hear you on that. I had a bit of a day, too. I got some running around done and started on a different kind of a little bit of an organizational scheme at my house. I'm thinking about putting up a shelf to dock everything that I have to charge. Make myself a docking station for everything that requires charging. See if I can fit everything on the shelf to do that. Give everything a spot to charge at. That'd be pretty neat. I'm going to work on that, but today I have what seems to feel like 50,000 different charging cords everywhere. And whenever I go to find one cord, I can never find the one that I need because they're all tangled up and I find all the bad ones, not the ones I need. So today, every cord that I found, I organized it in what type of cord it was for, and I hung them all on these hooks. So I organized all the micro USBs with micro USBs and USB-C with USB-C and Apple cables with the Apple cables and stuff like that. So they're all grouped together, hanging on the wall now. So now I don't have to try to go through a pile of spaghetti to pull one cord out because before I had them dumped it mostly in one box. And that was horrible. So I improved that today and I feel pretty good about that.
Got mostly Apple and micro USB, so that's, I do still have a couple of devices like the RC transmitter, still uses mini USB, and it seems like there's something else that does too, so those things are like gold. I think I've got like two left. I'm sure you can find one on Amazon or something, but they're not easy to come by just, you know, walking into a Staples or something, you're not going to find a mini USB over.
Not. I used to have a device which used them sometimes. Now I can't find anything that still does. I had a calculator at one point which had one of them that it plugged into to plug into the computer. But other than that, I don't think I own anything now that does.
Right as I unkeyed, I remembered what the other device was, and sure enough, it's the TI Inspire calculator that I use at work, so I kind of live by that thing, so like I said,
process as many USB cables. Like I said, I believe I've got two left, and they're pretty much gold with the two devices that I still have. Over.
Did you get one of these Bluetooth radios like I've got? I don't remember. Have you ever heard of these before? I'm curious if you have them. I can't remember which ones of the hams have them, which ones don't. But I have the radio I used today was an Anytone ATD878UB2+, which is a terribly long mouthful. But it is a digital and analog radio. It's got built-in GPS and built-in Bluetooth. Do you have one of them?
One of those, but that will probably be the next handheld I buy. I did DMR for a long time, and, went through, of course, the D380s and UV380s. Didn't get the Anytone when I got the UV, and then they finally upped their game and put out the Bluetooth version, so I've been wanting one ever since.
Well, I'll give you a heads up on the Bluetooth version. I don't know if you're one of these people who plans to use a VHF, UHF radio on the FRS, GMRS frequencies as well. But if you are, you will have to use a computer to reprogram this radio to open it up to the FRS band. I have a GMRS license, so I can do that on the higher power outputs as well. But this radio here comes locked, and my other one, which is not Bluetooth capable, is unlocked. So this one here, I have to get it unlocked to be able to use that.
That UV380 was the same way, and it had some kind of combination of like holding both buttons, both of the side function buttons down when you turned it on, and it would unlock it, but not sure what it is on the Anytone though.
KI4LZI portable.
Andy, in just a second. The Anytone radio, my first one, was like that, where you held down two buttons when you turned it on and it would unlock it. But the new one, they made it so that you can only program it using a computer. And go ahead, Andy.
I'm about the GMRS frequency. You got the one on Caesars heading Glass Mountain outside of Pickens program then?
No, I don't know. I don't have any clue on how to even get into them.
What about the GMRS repeaters? There's one on Caesars Head, one on Glass Mountain outside of Pickens. I was just going to tell you. There's one on both those mountains, GMRS repeaters. Whenever you get it, your stuff programmed in, you might want to program those two in.
Comment?
Yep.
Well, this is Jerry, N4DJC. Heard you guys talking a minute or two ago. I was downstairs about the mini USB cables. Are you looking for USB-A to mini USB converter? Is that what you're looking for?
Anymore, but Keith can for CHY so that he still has a device that uses the old model. I think that is called a.
But if you're looking for stuff like that, the best place to look for it is monoprice.com, monoprice.com. They got a lot of odd cables that they sell at various lengths. They're very inexpensive as a rule. Yeah, the micro USB and the mini USB things are two different ones. Micro USB is still used a good bit, but the mini ones aren't used very often. But they still carry those from like a USB-A, which is a standard USB port, to the mini USB port.
Oh, cool. I didn't realize that. What did you say the name of that place was?
MonoPrice.com. MonoPrice.com. And they are I found these guys a number of years ago. My brother-in-law is an electrical engineer. He works on a lot of lot of stuff for when he was working for Lucent Technologies and Bell Labs, and he had all kinds of converters, and he's the one that gave me a heads up on this place. They sell HDMI cables. You can buy stuff really cheap through these guys, and they don't charge a lot for shipping, and they're fast. They carry a multitude of cable type products, data communication products, DV cables, audio cables, and a lot of, you know, Tiles Link, Optolink cables that a lot of people have a hard time finding, you know, through normal process. But these guys, they specialize in that sort of thing. And as I said, that you can buy a cable like that, the standard USB-A to mini USB, you can buy them for like $2 or $3, stuff like that. They're not very expensive at all.
Pulled the site up to look at it. That's really neat. I appreciate you letting me know about that.
Yep, I had completely forgot about Monoprice and their cables, and that's really how they started out their business. And they branched out into many things. I've even got a Monoprice 3D printer that was pretty robust back in the day. I don't know what they're doing with those nowadays. They're probably still going though, but yeah, good tip. I completely forgot about Monoprice's history with cables. Over.
My nephew, one of my nephews, he does TV installations, you know, for businesses and homes, and that's all he does. He was paying some exorbitant prices for HDMI cables and that sort of thing. He was paying like $30 for them. I said, man, you can buy 30, you know, by HDMI cable, you know, 4 or 5 feet long for like $3 or $4 from these guys. Of course, they have varying qualities of them, but most of the time, you don't need to have a whole lot of them. It doesn't have to be, you know, that high quality unless you're dealing with an HDMI 2 port, you have a 4K or 6K or something like that. But most people can do fine with just a standard HDMI cable. But he was paying big time prices, you know, in for them. And I told him, I said, well, whatever you save, you just write me a check at the end of the year. And he didn't do that, of course, but we didn't laugh about it. But you guys carry on. I just heard that earlier, and I thought, man, I said, that's these oddball cables and stuff. We accumulate these devices over our electronic lifetimes. We got all kinds of stuff, and we wind up losing them, or the cable, yeah, the cable end breaks or something, you know, the wires fray, and we're kind of out of luck to charge it or power it. So I always revert back to Monoprice whenever I can't find something that works. But anyway, you guys care. I just wanted to come back to that comment. M4DJC, clear.
DJC, K4CHY, yep. Thanks for the kick to the head and reminded me of that. You know, Monoprice has been around a long time. They were the go-tos before Amazon was a household name. So, I can't believe I just completely spaced that out. Over.
Daniel, good talking to you tonight. N4DJ, see clear. Appreciate it.
Moving in there, Jerry. And I just pulled up the site and I found all kinds of goodies on here. Thank you so much for bringing that to my attention. Didn't realize it had all this stuff. Back to you, Keith.
Man, I'm going to have to definitely get a few spare of the... Yeah, and I need USB, you know, standard USB-A to mini USB, and it's just for connecting and charging my daily use calculator. I'd be lost without that thing. And that one is actually, that Inspire is a replacement for an old graphing calculator I used to use for years. And I couldn't believe when I purchased this thing, as new as it is, it still had a mini USB cable on it.
See, I used to have a graphing calculator. And I think I gave it to one of my brothers when he went to college. And he kind of needed it more than I did at that point. I'm trying to remember which one I had. It was one of those graphing calculators. It did all kinds of interesting algebraic equations and things like that. It could even draw three-dimensional diagrams, and you could push different buttons to spin the diagram around and stuff like that. It did 3D graphing. It was pretty neat.
Roger that. Yeah, I had a TI-85, and I didn't use the graphing functions a lot. I had programs written that, you know, for my daily routine calculations, I could just run the program, punch a number in, and get out results, and carry on with my day. So I had to continue in that tradition of a programmable, more so than the graphing. So, like I said, I got that inspired, you know, thinking, oh yeah, nice new technology, and it's got a mini USB jack on it.
That's pretty funny right there. Yep, modern technology at its finest. I remember one of the things that we used to get in trouble for when I was in high school was we liked to get on there and play all kinds of games on our calculators instead of doing the work we were supposed to do, because the calculators had a whole bunch of different games built in. I can't remember all the ones that we used to play, but there was a whole bunch of them on there. It was really fun.
I was a big fan of, what was it, TICalc.org, I think it was. They had all the repositories with all the games and even, you know, some useful science stuff too. Yeah, big fan of that stuff back in the day.
Boy, hell's the guy portable. Well, back in the early 80s, back over here where I went to high school at, they wouldn't allow you to have a calculator in high school.
And back when I was in school, they didn't have a class, you had to have them. But yeah, on a regular day-to-day basis, you didn't have a calculator in math class, that's for sure.
They even thought you had one. They were take it from you, and that you got an F for that.
Andy, when I was in high school, they made us get those. They required that we had to have them. And thanks for jogging my memory on that, too. Keith, KJ4WZM. I forgot all about the science stuff on there, too, but it had the entire periodic table of the elements, and you could select different elements and have them react and do the chemical equations and all kinds of stuff like that on that calculator. It was really neat. Do this react with this to produce this and that, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. That's neat. You could select different elements. It was really, really helpful. A good way to cheat on tests, too. So you could use a calculator in math class, but it was banned in science class. They made you use a basic calculator for doing your chemical equations. They would not allow you to use that graphing calculator because they were very well aware of what that thing did. It was definitely cheating. It did the stoichiometry for you instantly. When did you go to school? Andy said that he went to school in the 80s. When did you go to school?
We went farther back than that. I graduated in 78.
Did it go to, like, a community college then where you were using these things?
Well, I've kind of been a nerd all my life, so, in my work now, I do a lot of, like, have to have areas, and so I can calculate forces and things of that nature, and strength materials, and things like that. And so those calculators that just, and over the years I've developed just programs to help me out in daily life. So I've kind of grown reliant on the programming aspect. And when I get a new strain of one of these calculators, usually I have to convert my program over to the new platform and, so I can continue using my, you know, it's pretty long drawn out equations, depending on what you're doing, but that way I can just give it a couple of numbers and spit out a page of results for me.
That's very neat. There's another site that you might be interested in that can do very, very similar stuff to the calculators. It is called WolframAlpha.com, I think it is. WolframAlpha. Don't know if you're familiar with that site, but that one works in a pinch. It can do a lot of the same stuff that the graphing calculators can do.
That was a no-no, and you didn't see the kind of computers around back then like you see now just anywhere in school either.
More CHY, yeah, and I grew up in out Louisiana, so I wasn't around this area, so I don't know, I guess maybe ours is a little different. We did have like advanced classes, and they would allow you to have those calculators. You almost had to have those calculators. Kind of the situation like Daniel was talking about. So, yeah, beyond that, you get into a regular math class, and they were not allowed over.
Witness a lot of people try to pull out all but ended up with F before year was over, because they brought that in there, and that was always over here considered cheap.
I have seen instances of them making an example out of somebody, and the rest of the class kind of caught on.
Well, I know he knows when he, as he said, when he comes through high school, you know, it's nothing now to have a computer in. Of course, in the computer, you got a calculator. It's difficult for this day and time, but it wasn't always that way.
In the virus, they actually made kids do all their schoolwork off of a computer, which is really crazy to me. The school district would have people signed up for a computer or for the school year, I guess, is how they did it. I'm not exactly sure. But they'd send kids home with that stuff. And that's crazy to me. We had like lab days where we would use a computer, and they'd come in these carts, and they held like 30 or 35 computers in the cart. And you had to have a spare cord with you at your desk and all that stuff too, because these computers, they had terrible battery lives because the batteries were all burned up. The school district was too cheap to get another one, so you had to have your laptop plugged in almost constantly or go dead. But they had all those things and brought them in on great big carts that were very heavy. But now they just send computers or tablets home with the kids instead, and I think that's absolutely crazy.
Back here in Pickens County, things were very, very primitive. Very primitive. We didn't know what a computer, you know, we didn't have them in schools like it is now. Calculators were just starting to come out, but you don't dare bring one to school, because if you got caught with one, that was always considered cheating, and that was a big F every time.
CHY, yeah, and yeah, out in Louisiana, and I was going to mention, Andy, the years that you probably remember back in those days. seven-segment LEDs are seven-segment displays, not LEDs. And, they were pretty archaic, but they got the job done if you could use them.
They were LED displays, they was, and ones I remember particularly that was LED displays, they would use regular, as best I recall, AA or AAA batteries, something like that, but boy, those LED displays that eat those batteries up.
Those full seven-segment displays, and, remember, I think it was the HPs had the little magnifying bubbles over the digits to make them bigger. Yeah, that was the day. You're right. They would just slap chew through batteries. And we didn't have such thing as rechargeable batteries back then.
Now, Sam, like I said, I couldn't afford an amp, so I had to use my head anyway. But even at that, as you say, I didn't have any rechargeables, and all it was in those days was NiCads anyhow.
Between back then and now, even since I got out of school, how much it's changed is really crazy.
Roger that. I was going to get back to the DMRS also. I do have a DMRS license. I need to see about looking up those repeaters that Andy's talking about. Are they pretty active, Andy?
Not as active as they could be, because for some reason GMRS up here just ain't all that active, but WR4XM, Randall Rigdon, he's the one that's got those two machines on the air.
Not really surprised Randall got them. I hadn't run into him in a long time. We used to run into each other at Hamfest all the time. Hadn't seen him lately.
See over here in Pickens County, and in a sense, he's the one that got me, you might say, my first computer. I took all my practice tests on got a book for the tech and the general, read it and studied it, and took my practice test on a library computer. Then a year or two later, after I joined up over here in the communications group, then he kind of managed to get me got me started with a computer of my own, you might say, at the time. But he's the one that's got the GMRS repeaters on the air over here. While I live right here, UHF don't do so good, so I just didn't bother to fool with a GMRS license.
Playing around with this new power stick that I got, trying to change Wi-Fi's on it. The one Wi-Fi I was using was too weak, so I turned my other Wi-Fi back on. I'm trying to set that up. So, I kind of got sidetracked for a second.
Friday morning, right in the middle of work. Take this phone come out yesterday. Come to find out they did some repairs on the box down the road. When they hooked a new set of lines up, they shorted mine out. Not at all. Lost half a day of work, and I had to actually talk to each other for well over 24 hours, so that was kind of tough.
KI4LZI on
HT. Yeah, that's pretty funny, Keith. Always kind of different when Wi-Fi and stuff goes down. You got to spend time with people face-to-face. That's pretty funny. It doesn't really change my life a whole lot. I don't really play around much on the internet. Probably less than I should, actually. But I remember it wasn't too long ago. I can't remember if it was... I think it was not this fall, but the one before that. we had a hurricane cross the area, and it took out all the cell phone towers and everything. Our entire area up here was without power, and I didn't have a cell phone signal at all for like 2 days, and that was pretty crazy.